Andrei Dineshnura reports. NATO ministers have reaffirmed their commitment to collective defense in the wake of Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnura looks at Ukraine's relationship with NATO.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen used strong language to describe Russia's military incursion into Ukraine and its annexation of Crimea.
Russia's aggression against Ukraine is the gravest threat to European security in a generation.
That view is shared by Georgetown University NATO expert Charles Kupchin.
There have been other competitors for that honor, including the Russian invasion of Georgia in 2008. But I think this represents the most serious development in that Mr. Putin has broken the rules. He has done so in a way that threatens a rules-based international system.
Kupchin says for the first time since the collapse of the Berlin Wall, NATO is thinking about increasing its ability to defend the territorial integrity of its member states.
We've seen F-15s, F-16s, and AWACS deployed in Central Europe. And so in that respect, we are witnessing what could be the return of militarized rivalry between Russia and the West. We're not there yet, but if Putin doesn't hold off, we will be headed in that direction.
NATO's 28 members are committed to the notion of collective defense. In other words, an attack on one member is an attack on all of them. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, 12 countries from Eastern and Central Europe have become NATO members. Charles Kupchin says President George W. Bush favored NATO membership for two other states.
In 2008, there was a discussion about the possibility of putting Ukraine on a path to NATO membership along with Georgia. Washington was pushing that agenda. There was considerable resistance coming from Europe. And I think it's safe to say that the prospect of Ukraine joining NATO is on ice for now, maybe on ice permanently. We don't know.
Ohio Wesleyan University NATO expert Sean Kay says public opinion surveys in Ukraine in 2008 indicated only about 30% of the population favored NATO membership.
So we were really pushing something that the Ukrainians didn't want, the Russians said was clearly going to be a problem. And for some reason, we pushed that. And ironically, it made it more difficult to get Russian help on Iran. You know, what did we gain out of that? Virtually nothing. And I think history is going to treat that 2008 NATO declaration rather poorly.
That declaration simply stated NATO leaders agreed Ukraine and Georgia will become members of NATO, but no time frame was given. Sean Kay says Russian President Putin has been consistently against Ukraine's NATO membership.
Because from his point of view, he has used the role of NATO as a way to rally this Russian sentiment of defeat and humiliation, and therefore they have to do bold things to be respected. And in fact, that's actually counterproductive to Russians' own interests.
Analysts point to Russia's annexation of Crimea as a bold thing. Experts wonder whether President Putin has other bold things in mind. Andrei Dineshnura, VOA News, Washington.